to say what we have in our Lord. See, there is nothing more precious. Nothing is quite so precious as Jesus Christ in us. And you know, what is wonderful is today he will be even more precious than he was yesterday. The Lord is becoming richer and richer day by day. The Lord speaks in our hearts.
Und ja, er hat einen Plan, er hat ein Werk, das er tut.
He has a work he is doing.
Wir kennen diesen Vers, wir haben jetzt schon oft.
And we know this verse. We have read a lot.
Angefangen hat.
This work he has begun, he will accomplish. He will finish. It's a perfect work. It's a glorious work. Not a small thing. It's the center of all things God is doing. What I appreciate even more is that we have been placed into this work. Right, this is relating to all of us in a personal way. Let's read verses again from Philippians we had yesterday. But before that, I would like to go back to Acts we also read. We got a little view into it, how the church life came into existence. And what I want to say is, wonderful, the microphone. You can sum up the reports in Acts saying this God did. The verses as a brother read yesterday, Acts 16, verse 6, it says simply, now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. The brothers had something completely else in mind. They had not in their heart to go to Philippi, but they wanted to go to Asia. Different concepts, right? They had a good heart, you have to say. They were about to preach the word of God, spread our Lord, what he did, what he wanted to do. They wanted to proclaim his glory. But the Lord had something else in mind with them. That's wonderful. It's one sentence. The Spirit
hindered
them. The Spirit forbade them to preach. So if it's not Asia, what else should we do? They knew it's the burden of the Lord. It's a treasure not only for me. As we sang the song, the love of Christ constrains us, urges our Lord to go to the cross. Look at this word for me. But it's more, it's for the church. And then for all men. The preciousness is for us and all men. That's what the brothers have in their hearts. This Christ is so rich, not only room in me, but he has to have, he has to be shared to all men. But the Spirit still says, he forbade. Why? The Lord has prepared something else. Otherwise, you could say, it's the brothers in thinking. Well, we had such a good brothers going to Philippi. We had Paul. No. Such a good brother. No, no. It is what God did. And that's how it continues. Verse 10 in Acts 16. It's the heart of the attitude of heart the brothers had. Paul saw this kind of vision. And he did not say, oh, the Spirit now appeared to me to do that. Well, it says he concluded. Right? It's an interesting wording. Concluding that the Lord had called us. It shows us how dependent they were of the Lord. He had such a strong relationship to think, well, maybe it's this the Lord wants. It's a good attitude, rising up immediately. And in faith and in obedience, they went this way, not knowing what expected them. That is important. We, of course, read a lot of these stories and can finally say how wonderful what the Lord did. Well, but the brothers, when they experienced this, they had to decide by faith, do I trust my Lord? Do I walk this way? Even if I do not know what expects me. As we sang this morning, do I turn my heart now? Maybe drop all the disappointments, drop everything. The Spirit said twice, don't do it. This is not the time to do it now. The Spirit forbade them. They could have been discouraged, of course, but they knew their Lord, and they exercised. They were exercised to faithfully follow Him. It's like a little flashlight lighting up. We heard of Lydia. It was interesting, as it was mentioned, what a spontaneous reaction of the Spirit within them, right? The brothers just went there, just simply talked to them. Nothing special, quote. They had been seeking the Lord, and then they opened up their mouths and spoke, right? And there was, all of a sudden, someone who listened. That was them. One was speaking, the other listening. Nothing special, is it? But in today's time, nowadays, to listen to one another, not superficially. I know already, I've heard already, okay, everything is fine. Carry on. No, properly listening. What is spoken? What is the kernel? What is the focus? What does it mean to me? The point, stay there, remain.
And
watch out what your ears hear.
Right?
Watch out what your heart is having a reaction with him. And Lydia, what did she do? She turned her heart right away to her Lord.
What
for? The Lord opened up her heart. We know this. It's the Lord doing it, softening her heart. It's beautiful. It says she was taking heed. It says her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul, verse 14.
Excellent.
And she believed, and also her whole household. Not only Lydia, but the whole house, right? And they were all baptized. And then two reactions come. One thing is, she says, if you judge, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, she says in verse 15, such a desire to be faithful to the Lord is marvelous. And this, the desire for fellowship, please come to my house and stay. Let's have more fellowship. This is fascinating. Well, the Lord is working here. On the other hand, right after that, great things being done, and in this city, a city, and a house, and a family, and a household got saved. And then, immediately, the enemy rises up.
It says
also in Philippians 1:28, do not be frightened in anything. Not in any way be terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, that from God. If our Lord does something, the enemy will disturb right away. He will try to, this small seed, he will try to push it down, put it down, trample it down. A little verse touched me recently, 1 Corinthians 16. Paulus
einfach nur, denn mir ist eine große und wirksame Tür aufgetan.
To me, a great and effective door has opened to me.
So wie in Philippi dort, gell?
There are many adversaries. Well, Paulus sounds like Philippi, right? Paul speaks and a lot of fruit comes up. But here in this verse goes on, and many adversaries are here.
Aber wir lassen uns da nicht entmutigen, gell?
We are aware of it, but we do not be discouraged. We are not discouraged.
But
the brothers were in this situation. It was not easy for them to handle it. The situation showed the whole city rose up, right? These people, the whole city, are against the brothers. One family is coming to faith and the whole city is set on fire.
And
consequently, they have to go to prison. Get away.
Well,
I don't know how the brothers felt. In such a situation, maybe they could have said, hey, Mo, what if we had not better gone to Asia, right? This is our human reaction, is it? But it's wonderful. They knew their Lord. It was not. In the beginning of their faith, they had walked with the Lord quite a way, sitting in prison now.
And
it's not murmuring, complaining, weeping, Lord, why this to us? No, they are sitting, praying, and praising, rejoicing the Lord in prison, exalting their Lord. And we spoke of it. We should forget what is behind, right?
Aber ich bin mir sicher, Sie haben in dieser Situation auch,
sure,
also, ihr versteht mich bitte richtig, nie vergessen, was der Herr Ihnen Großes getan hat.
Had not forgotten what the Lord had done.
Und wie kann es sein, wenn der Herr Menschen errettet, wenn der ein Haus gebaut
wird,
so Großes passiert?
Great things happen.
Angemessen kurz danach,
isn't this is appropriate now? If something bad happens to us, then immediately start murmuring, rebelling. Oh Lord, this is not true. Why does this happen? Well, they were simply grateful to their Lord. This was the reason to go to prison. One family saved. Hallelujah. This is worth it.
Was auch immer daraus resultiert,
what
eine Familie, ein Haus,
out of it?
Ist errettet,
one family, one household saved. Lord, you do right things. That's so beautiful. Our Lord is faithful anyway. It is interesting to see. The brothers did not know what will happen, but they simply, in the situation, turn their hearts, turn your eyes. That is always the key. Look full in his wonderful face. Look at him. And then out of this prison situation, he simply saved the next household. The master of the prison was also saved. And then they were two families saved. Who told them what to do? It was the keeper of the prison and his family. And the Lord thought, I have to gain this man. Paul realized the surpassing greatness of the Lord in this situation. He was asking the Lord, no, this keeper of prison asked Paul, what can I do? This is to be saved. This is a marvelous sentence, marvelous question. How can I save? That means not only once for all, but every day.
Or
from my situation, from all the things causing trouble to me, how can I be found in you, be gained in you in this situation? And this keeper of prison, he did not hesitate. He said, this is now. Now is now. If the Lord speaks in you now, use this now as a now. If you have the impression, I better get baptized, you would not have to wait until Monday. It would make it only easier organizationally. But if you have the impression now, don't hesitate, right? If there is an impression or things that still have to be clarified, this is not the things we have to forget. Well, if there are things to be clarified, do it. His blood cleanses us, sanctifies us. It's always now. But also, follow immediately, clarify, and strengthen the desire for fellowship. Also, the keeper of the prison was immediately having the desire for fellowship. Come to my house. And then this story ends, and the brothers encouraged them and moved on and departed, it said, at the end of the chapter. And now, two families left in a city where there was a huge uproar, turmoil against the brothers had to go to prison. The situation is not so encouraging, is it? But one verse was fitting well, Zechariah 4:10. It says, "For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice." And see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. He will accomplish by any means. This is so sure. Philippi, as we saw, what he did, two households getting saved, having fellowship with each other, then the verses from Philippians come. We don't know how much time is in between. Doesn't matter. Paul writes this letter, this epistle to the Philippians. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. You can really see a church life has come into existence here. The two households, whatever happens here, the church life came into existence. Simple. Many saints come together here in one place, gathering together in oneness, and the Lord was adding to them. They had even overseers, deacons. No special value. It's just their duty. It's a church life in simplicity and its beauty. You remember the verses from Ephesians 4 that says, yes, given some, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers. This is part of the church life, normal church life. What for? It is that we lay hold of our Christ together, that we grow in Christ, so that He may accomplish, complete. And a point, quite crucial, having been addressed yesterday already, is what about our hearing, our hearts, hearing of heart? You will know these verses. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. On the one hand, it's a verse of enjoyment.
We'd
be glad we have a Lord speaking to us till this very day. He is a living one, having a desire, being prepared, growing into him. Now, on the other hand, this verse is a duty, an obligation to us. How do we deal with what we hear, right? Are we forgetful hearers? Or do we take it light, negligently? Or are we truly having a desire to be found in what you hear? And Ezekiel touched me. Ezekiel had a tale tell this to these people. Ezekiel 2:7. The Lord says nothing else but, you shall tell my words to them. You shall speak my words to them. Simply open up their mouth, as Paul did. As we exercise in our meetings, right? Wherever we are. Simply open up your mouth to speak forth Christ. And this verse goes on. Whether they hear or whether they refuse. This is a decision personally with you. How do you deal with what you hear? Right? Ezekiel 2:7. How do you deal with what you hear? Are you a man with responsibility, moved at things you hear before the Lord, ask the Lord? Or are you already saying, I know how it goes, I can explain the church to you, this is how it has to be, I have to behave like this? Well, yesterday, when you hear it, this is the way you have to pray, then everything is fine, sounds good. This is not the point. The point is the Lord able to write into your hearts for his honor and change things? Paul, when he was saying goodbye to the Ephesians, he said, Acts 20:26, it's to the elders. Therefore, I testify to you that I have held back nothing to proclaim, to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Because the scripture reveals the whole purpose of God. Nothing is missing.
And
we need a heart that asks again and again. As it says in Acts, they were not so sure, but they relied on the Lord and sought him. Such a good attitude of heart. We see it's a point only everybody can do him for himself, right?
Dem einzelnen Geschwister, das soll jetzt sich bald ändern, dann hoffentlich.
If you
auf das Herz
realize,
muss schon jeder für sich selber Acht haben. Und letzten Endes wissen wir, es ist auch unser Herr, der
depends on your heart, you watch out for it. It's the Lord watching out for you.
Johannes, die
but
wir alle.
In your situations,
da hat Petrus unseren Herrn gefragt in Johannes
21, as with Peter,
21,
the Lord was asking, Peter was asking the Lord, no, yes, in John 21, he was asking, Lord, what about this brother? What shall happen with this brother, John 21? Well, what about those, plural? With all the groups still doing this and that, many, many things. Surely interesting. Well, this is not our point, is it? When Peter asked the Lord, Lord, what about this man? The Lord says, if I will, what is that to you? You follow me. That is enough, sufficient to us. What is that to you? you follow me. If we give ourselves to the Lord, seek Him, we do not stay with us. Because the Lord's purpose is much greater than just simply saving men. This is already a miracle. If a man turns his heart to the Lord, hallelujah. This is a miracle in our times. But still, the Lord is greater. It needs your decision of heart. We actively have to make. And I say it consciously, must. This protects you from a lot of things. Always make this decision again. I belong to my Lord. I'm His. I'm His possession. Lord, I rejoice when someone prayed before, Lord, you are our preciousness. Nothing compares to you. Nothing more beautiful, nothing greater than you, Lord. So we should not forget everything that is behind. Also, Paul did not forget when he wrote to the Philippians what had been accomplished already, how much of his grace had been flowing already. You may consider this a small beginning, but this miracle of bringing forth salvation in man is immeasurably beautiful. And we did not finish calling together how many churches are gathered here. 30, 40, how many different places? How many different backgrounds, right? So many different characters, different problems, personal nature with each other. And when we start looking at that, it will not last long. It's the beginning of the end. But we look to our Lord and decide, as it says in 2 Timothy 2, as Paul encourages Timothy, suffer the evil as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. We want to please him who enlisted us, who is our Lord, who loved us above everything. We want to please him. That's why we run the race. And if we look at him and want to know him as he is, want to gain him, you easily realize our Lord has a desire as well. It's not about me alone. Our Lord has a desire.
Zusammengefasst in dem Gebet in Johannes 17. Ich bin mir sicher,
as it said in John 17. John chapter 17. I'm sure you read these verses a lot. It's John 17, 20-23. John chapter 17, 20-23.
Johannes 17, 20 bis 23. Alle Sprachen gemeinsam.
All the languages. Read together, please. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Amen. Hey, Lord Jesus.
zuerst irgendwie noch mal das ganze Wirken unseres Herrn.
This sums up the working of our Lord, His heart's desire, what He wants to do, in very short few sentences, right? I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word, that they may be one as just as we are one. Amen. They all be one. Hallelujah. If we read such verses, let Him really speak to our hearts. And do not that quickly start to explain, figure out what does it have to look like. Explain. No, first ask, Lord, how does this oneness look like as You intended? There are so many concepts in this world, in the Christian world, how this oneness will have to look like, should look like. Well, of course, all the regenerated Christians, born-again Christians, are one, no Christian. But is this the question the Lord speaks of here? Just globally, worldwide, we are one somehow. This is not enough. This is too little. Was the Father one with His Son just in that way? The oneness of the Father with the Son was so much more intimate, much more deep, right? Much deeper, truly. He doesn't say only we with our Lord. Then we could say finally, oh, it's enough if I'm one with my Lord. Praise the Lord, my Christ and I. Well, no, he says even also among each other, with one another. It's very specific, very concrete. How one are you with each other? This should have an expression that the world may know and believe, may believe. Then you will realize this cannot be something theoretical. No. How should the world see it? That I be one with brothers overseas, somehow, globally. Yes, of course we are. That's not a question. Same Lord, same faith, same baptism. But how does the world see it and know it? You realize this oneness is much more specific, much more concrete. The Lord has to open our eyes. How necessary this oneness is for His testimony on the earth. You should not despise this sentence. Don't read just like this. That the world believes there are so many more people that need salvation. And I think you have some in front of your eyes. It starts in your family. And not everybody in your family may be saved. Let's go next to your neighbors, to your friends, to your colleagues at work. They all need salvation. And they all need to see, have the chance to see. That is wonderful that the Lord has begun in Philippi. Two families He took and brought forth a lampstand that light shines into the darkness. And so here are many churches from many places together. And it's good. Yes. Everybody, as our brother said yesterday, look at your saints. You live together at your locality. It's not the saints you love so much. They are the best. Well, your friends, your mates, they are just like me. Well, this would not be an expression it would be the same as the world does. That's the expression of the world. If I only go along with those that are like me, what an expression is that? That's the world. And they despise everybody who is not like them. As we sang the song, Lord, never, never despise a member of his body. It's specifically the brother and the sister at your locality. You're sitting in one meeting together with. Right? As Paul said in Philippians 1, 3 and 4.
Das ist so eine gute Haltung,
such a good attitude,
die die Dankbarkeit wirklich zum Ausdruck bringt. Da heißt,
expressing this gratefulness. I do thank my God upon every remembrance of you. When I read this, I thought Paul had certain saints and their names before his eyes. He knew them.
Und zwar nicht in einem oberflächlichen Maß,
not in a superficial way.
But
in this letter, he later starts to mention troubles, problems. Of course, there are problems, because I am as I am, and you are as you are. And one self can never cooperate with the other self. But this is not what we focus on, right?
Aber sich mal ganz bewusst Zeit zu nehmen.
Consciously, take your time
to
pray and thank for the saints in your place.
Sich mal die Namen vor Auge zu führen.
Take the names,
sage, Herr, ich lob dich,
of them, and tell the Lord, Lord, I praise you for this brother, for this sister.
Wenn die Gemeinde größer ist, kann es schon mal eine Weile dauern.
If the church is bigger, it may take some more time.
Und es ist gar nicht schlecht.
But it's good.
Sich auch mal it's not bad. Bewusst zu machen,
to be aware of other saints I may not know yet. If the church is greater, larger, this is really interesting. We are one body. And I would like to break down to the locality you're living in. Our Lord is marvelous, but how about your place, your locality? 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, shows how Paul simply was thankful, grateful. It says, for one is given the word of wisdom.
Well,
verse 18. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. Take this word for your place. Munich. The Lord God has set the members, each one of them, just as he pleased. It's not our decision. It's not what we would like to have. If it's fitting us or not. God, it is what God pleased. It's God's pleasure. Why?
Das wird in den Verse auch noch weiter beschrieben. 1. Korinther 12, ab 22 bis 27.
From 22 to 27.
Gleich, viel mehr sind gerade die Glieder des Leibes.
No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary.
Und ich liebe diese Formulierung.
And I love this wording.
Die schwächer zu sein scheinen.
Seem to be weaker, right?
Das heißt nicht, dass
seem
sie
to be
sind.
Weaker. It doesn't say they are weaker.
Meine Herzenshaltung bloß.
But they expose my attitude of heart. My heart's attitude.
Ach,
if I think, oh,
wenn der Bruder doch mal
this brother,
so
if he finally would be like me.
Und ja, vielleicht lachen wir darüber.
Maybe we laugh about this.
Aber können wir sagen, dass uns diese Gedanken
but can we say these thoughts have never come up in us yet?
Aber das ist wunderbar, wie er weiter sagt.
It goes on, as he says here, those that seem weaker, but it says, which we think to be less honorable, these we bestow greater honor. This is an important part of the church life. If I think there's someone weaker, think, it seems to be, but it doesn't have to be true. If I think to be less honorable, it has something, the problem is in my heart. Your view is wrong. Turn your eyes completely wrong. If you think like that, then try to have fellowship with this brother, with this very brother. You think that way of. And then you will see the glory of your God.
And then he says,
those we think to be less honorable, to be still greater honor. Well, but our presentable parts have no need, says. If I think they are weaker, it's good exercise to share Christ to them. Humble yourself, turn your heart, have your heart dealt with by the Lord. Lord, you have put him this way. And it says, God has put together the body. God composed the body. It's important as we read in Philippi, it's not the work Paul did. It's the brothers of the people in front of him. It is God's work. He did it. And in these verses, there is a warning. God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it. That, why? What for? Not for itself, but because he hates division more than everything. He himself is oneness. He gave his life for you and me. And I arrive at the conclusion, oh, what a pity, since you are not so eager as I, you may run where you run and I run here. What is this? Someone laughs about this. If he finds a heart like this, and this is not the Lord, our Lord. Be still, stand still here. I want to emphasize the point. If you hear this now and you have thoughts like this, please use it. Give it to your Lord who gave his life for you, for the church and all men. Have your thoughts dealt with? Our Lord waits for this. Then he may go on. We realize sometimes this is a battle. As we wrote, we fight together to build up the church. It's not about those being outsiders, but it's a battle with the saints, for the saints, for the building, against everything else.
Und es ist erstaunlich, die Philipper haben das gelebt. Es ist spannend, gell? Sagt einfach nur in Vers 5 wegen eurer Gemeinschaft.
And it's amazing, the Philippians lived this, practiced this. From your fellowship for the gospel from the first day until now. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, Philippians 1:5. Until now, from the first day, and hopefully tomorrow also still. And if Paul speaks of the gospel, it's not only going to the streets preaching, but his gospel is the whole purpose of God. And everything the Lord did is included. What he wants to do with us, what a goal he has. What is necessary and needed for that? And for this, they fought to preserve it pure, the truth without mixture.
Und es sind wirklich Entscheidungen, die wir fassen müssen, auch in unserem Herzen. Gell?
It's a decision you have to make in your heart.
Vers 20,
Philippians
2:20.
He says, I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. Right? What a pity. If no one else is like-minded, so like-minded to care for the Philippians,
as he did,
to have the church prosper and be fulfilled, be completed. Well, but when I read this verse, I thought this is a good prayer. Lord, I want to learn to truly, sincerely care for your body, right? For the saints that I am in a locality with. Lord, I give myself to you for your purpose. Use me as you want to use me. And if that means that you will have to save my soul more, I say praise the Lord. Things have to be put into death for my soul, I say amen. I want to apprehend you more. This is verses from Hebrews 3 that also contain this word today. And it shows this battle. We fight together, right? It's a race we run together, right? We heard of the goal yesterday. Today we are on the way, on the road. To the goal. Hebrews 3:12 says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, what it is called today. Right? He always refers to now, today. Don't wait for yesterday. It's over. Tomorrow, only the Lord knows. But today, use it. It's so precious. Use it to encourage one another. Exhort one another. Lay hold of your God. How about your heart? What about your heart? There is someone who wants to harden you, who wants to distract you. He wants to stir up your heart, maybe a little bit, against your brother. Everything starts here. It starts in your thoughts. Then, finally, at the end you have division. How tragic, pathetic, if you miss this today. 14 says, for we have become partakers of Christ. We should not drop this. We are all his children. He left, gave away his life for us. We sang the song, not once despise a member, another member, for whom he has died. Not only for me, but for the brother. So on Sunday, on Tuesday, and at times during the week. We have a church life that is not only in the meetings, but also during your whole life. And then you start despising your brother the Lord gave his life up for. Although we know the Lord is able to save to the uttermost, but it says, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, this shall be held on to. I say must, because there are things you must learn, you have to learn. Because you have to know there is someone who wants to take this away, the most precious, what you have. This one work, your plates, single work. It's the expression man can see.
Das Gemeindeleben, das wir haben, ist nicht für uns.
The church life we have is not for us. Please understand me correctly. Of course, we enjoy it and we are grateful we are here. But the Lord has shown us His purpose. But John 17 says, the world may know. The church in your place shall be an expression of His glory, an expression of His greatness. We are aware what our Lord is what the world seeks. He is the peace. Go to the world. Ask the people of the world what they desire. They would say, peace, love, true love, unconditional love, fellowship, oneness.
Und wie wunderbar, wenn die Menschen
and sehen, how sage mal, wonderful when man can see,
in Basel einen Ort,
hey, in Basel, there is a place.
Da finde ich das ja.
There I will find things like this. How can this be?
Geschwister, wir müssen uns wirklich bewusst darüber sein, das, was unser Herr tut, ist so
groß. Brothers and sisters, you have to be aware that what the Lord is doing is so great. Consider this never as natural. I'm entitled to it. Well, the church is the apple of His eye. It is what God was after from the beginning of the world.
It's
the church is a place where He wants to express His humanity today. It is where He wants to accomplish, to complete.
And then sagt Paulus in den Versen ab
then Paul says, from verse
9,
in this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Philippians 3, Paul said also in one sentence, he considers everything for a loss because of the immeasurable greatness of Christ, my Lord. Well, everything. Suffered loss of all things?
Wirklich?
Truly?
Seid ihr euch ganz sicher?
Are you really sure?
Ich stelle fest, ich kann da keine schnelle Antwort drauf geben.
I cannot give a quick answer to that.
Auf der einen Seite, wenn ich diesen Vers
on the one hand, if I read this verse, I do have the desire, because I think we all have tasted our Lord. How good He is,
right?
How great things He has done. And I think we all have the desire to get hold of our Lord more. But I do not really want to say that. I consider all things lost. Because if I look at my daily living, there are many things occupying me, keeping me busy, in my mind, hour by hour, even during the night sometimes. And I think there are many points where the Lord says, you take yourself so important. Do you think in your job, where you spend so much time with, what remains at the end?
Möchtest du wirklich so viel Zeit in dein Berufsleben?
Do you really want to put so much time into your job that you have no more time to go to fellowship, no more time to go to the meetings?
Ich stelle fest, schnelle Antwort.
Well, to give a quick answer is not so good. Have an honest heart before the Lord. Lord, I want to apprehend you more with all the saints in my place. And this love you gave into me, I do not want to keep it for myself. More and more abounding. If something flows over, this is for someone else. Right, those at your place, the Lord has poured out His love.
Ich stelle noch mal in 2. Thessalonicher 1.
And then read in 2 Thessalonians 1, 3 to 5.
Heißt noch mal, wir müssen Gott alle Zeit euretwegen danken, wie es angemessen ist, Brüder.
Well, it says, we have to give thanks to the Lord. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting. 2 Thessalonians 1, 3. It's important to praise the Lord, every single one, and the Lord, how the Lord has begun in every locality. It's a prayer here, a good prayer, a petition to our Lord to say that your faith, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Then he speaks of tribulation, persecution, that you may be considered worthy. For tribulations, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Every trouble, every difficulty in the church life shall serve that we be found more in our Lord Jesus. As with Paul when he was in prison with the brother, there were not only Paul, there was brothers with him. And they said, okay, what a pity, that was it. No, they together sought the Lord and were found in Him. The love abounded among them and to the people around them, the prisoners. Read the story again. It is amazing. The whole prison, all the prisoners listened to them, their singing. Can you imagine? It is an exercise, yes. This is difficult for us. In the church life, it's not easy. It would be euphemism if I said everything is nice. But it's not like that, no. It's a battle. But at the same time, it's a privilege. So if you learn to lay hold of the Lord together, not to complain of the situation, or if this brother would not be here, we could go on stronger. No, this is bad. Love shall abound. This is the bond of perfection among us.
And
if we know our Lord more as He is, how great, how rich, how deep is full salvation. Do you think, seriously, the Lord cannot resolve the problems in our legality?
Glaubt ihr wirklich, er kann diese Schwierigkeiten, die da sind, mein Herz nicht so behandeln?
Do you think he truly cannot deal with my heart in such a way that I'm combined with others to his honor? I'm confident he can. The interesting question is, Can we say, I also want? Or do you say, my opinion is worth more, I am still right? Well, that is the point. Stand still for a moment. Because of one of a certain opinion you have, because of an opinion, no matter how reasonable, do you still want, because of that, damage the body? Put burdens, burden the saints with your thoughts, with your opinions? Or is it, would it be more precious, more beautiful to keep your mouth shut and open up the heart and say, Lord, I need love for my brother. I cannot deal with him. Cannot go along with him. Well, you will see, it's not the problem of the brother. He does this and that. The problem is my heart. Because I'm too proud of my heart dealt with. Lord, there are elements, my pride, my arrogance in me. I, Lord, still disappoint you and damage you. It is a privilege if we grow in this love of the Lord. For this we need each other. Today I need you, and tomorrow you need me. And tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, we both go together to help a brother or a sister in the world, or in the world to share Christ. If we're not one, I fight against you. And then I go to the streets and preach what? Then someone will be laughing again. And this will again not be our Lord, but Satan. The oneness we have in our place, the life we live together, it's a mutual life of our Lord. I love this headline, Philippians 1:19, where it says, Christ is glorified by us living in him. This is what we have to stretch out for, to live our Lord. His humanity in all aspects be visible among all of us, in your place. If you are five saints, doesn't matter. If you are 200, in your place, your task will be even bigger. Our Lord is the same. We exercise, be found in him until he is able to complete it. I do not want to say much to it, but this verse, as we may approve or test or verify, it says, are you aware that the church is the most precious thing that exists? The Lord is the most precious thing, the most precious thing, the preciousness is our Lord. The merchant in Matthew 13 from verse 45, he found one pearl. Then he went, would he still find another better pearl? Oh, could be, huh? Maybe he will find something better. No. He said, this is the preciousness. And for this, I sell everything. This is
good when the Lord can show us.
It's good if the Lord shows you this. It's nothing I could explain to you. This is a question that the Lord will have to answer to you. What is precious in this world? It's not easy if you see what is before your eyes, right? All your trouble, all your seductions, seducements.
I have
I was searching, but I couldn't find one verse where the Lord says, look where you could find anything better. Stand up and look somewhere else. Maybe somewhere else, still something better. I don't think it exists. Because the Lord is the most precious. It's Revelation 3:11, where he says, behold, I come quickly. Let me remind you, the time you have is precious. Today and now, you still have. Let us wisely use the time, redeem the time. And he says, hold fast what you have, in Revelation 3:11, that no one may take your crown. Why? Because as much as you seek, the more activities you try, I can tell you one thing definitely, you will not find anything better than Christ and the church. The danger is that there is someone who wants to cheat you, rob you. Hold fast that no one will take your crown. You are having the crown already, the best thing existing. And now, voluntarily, you want to give away your crown? How pitiful is that? So many verses in the Bible, from beginning to end, where the Lord says, watch out, there will be elements. Colossians 2:8, elements of the world that deceive you, lead you away as prey. There is so much man invents that could be considered even more beautiful, more necessary, more advanced. Well, it is empty deceit. No matter what. Romans 16, brothers are there causing division. But not because they have seen something better, but because they serve their own belly, their own honor. What is that? Hold fast, that you may be able to prove what is different, what is the best. Those things that are not, and those things that are not of the Lord. As it was pointed out yesterday, oneness is a clear point to see, to test, is it different or is it not? If I would have problems with my brother, it shows my Lord will be ashamed, put to shame. I cannot say, well, now I go on. No, better stand still. Clarify this with the Lord. Deal with the Lord. Now finally, the last verse is Romans 15:5-6.
5 and 6.
When I had read this, I thought, wow, this is the testimony our Lord gets. And he is getting it with us. It's growing. If we abide in him, do it. Exercise to lay off. It's the things that have to remain behind. Lay it off. Forget it. Well, let's read the verses together. Romans 15:5-6. Now, may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.